Now, 9 to 5, the musical, this thing is going to be bigger than Ben-Hur, and it's off and running after debuting on Tuesday night in Brisbane. And one of the stars of the show who's playing the controlling boss, Franklin Hart Jr., is Eddie Perfect, and he joins us on the show this morning. Eddie, welcome to the Wake Up Call.
Thank you so much, Robbo.
And congratulations on the start of this. I mean, I know that, you know, I guess every production that an actor is in is always good fun and what have you, but there must be something special about this. Looking at the cast, it is just brilliant.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal cast. I mean, we've got some, you know, real veterans of music theatre, people who have been my heroes in the theatre for a really long time that I've never had a chance to work with. And so that's been amazing. People like Marina Pryor and Caroline O'Connor specifically. But then we've also got the wonderful Erin Clare and Casey Donovan in the cast. And so it's been wonderful. This is our sort of first show back after 2 years of disruption, and we are very much appreciating and enjoying it.
Yeah, I could well imagine. I saw Casey Donovan a few years ago in the Music of the Mamas and the Papas, and oh my Lord, she is just brilliant as well. I mean, it's a wonderful lineup there. And your particular character is one central to the whole thing. Do you sort of look back at the movie and take anything from that performance, or do you try and bring something new to it as well?
No, I mean, I kind of just, my attitude to that is, you know, you get given a script, and there are infinite different ways that those words on the page can be played. And my experience is the best worked out when you find your own way through it. Because when an audience comes and sits down, even if they are very familiar with the film, the original 9 to 5 film, which is a great film, Dabney Coleman played the horrible boss in that version, Franklin Hart Jr. Even if they're familiar with the movie, I think it vanishes from their brain after about 3 or 4 minutes, and then audiences just deal with what they're seeing on stage in front of them. And our job is to make, you know, the ensemble and the piece work in the moment on the night. And I like looking back, but not too much, because sometimes that can be a little stifling, because I can never be someone else. It can only really just do me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that old saying, it's okay to look back, just don't stare. Which I think is
I like that. I haven't heard that.
Yeah, well, there you go. Hey, mate, I'm not only entertaining, I'm educational as well.
Wow, this is great.
So when you take on a role in a stage show like this, because of the significance of it, do you feel like the pressure of making sure that you deliver night in, night out, and keep it to the level of expectation? It must be tough.
Yes. You do feel the pressure, and I, being in a big commercial musical is a large amount of pressure. Just because, as a commercial entity, you know, you need to be having large numbers of people coming through the door to see it every night, and they need to be walking away, and they need to be, each one of those people need to be saying to the people they meet in the street, "Hey, I saw this show last night, really loved it." And that is the biggest marketing tool that any musical has. And so your job when you're in a musical is to kind of, you know, take that pressure, which I quite enjoy pressure, and funnel it into, you know, energy that you put out on stage. And there's you know, from us in the lead, you know, we've got heavy lifting to do, but this is such an ensemble show. The ensemble in this show, I think they start dancing on the first downbeat from the orchestra, and they don't stop all night, and they do all of the transitions, and they're moving, you know, furniture. Everything is very theatrical. Every scene is set by human beings. It's not, you know, like big sets wheeling on and off. It's a very physical, kinetic show. And because we're in a comedy, you know, I've come from a comedy background. I love doing comedy because, you know, you every night you were fighting to earn laughter and trying to dig for laughter and you know, make a laugh that worked last night grow, or make something that's not worth, find a comic solution for it. It's a fantastic, never-ending journey, just trying to make this bunch of strangers laugh every night.
Yeah. Perfect. I am always amazed at shows like this, at the muscle memory of the cast. You know, like 2 hours of, you know, hitting everything right at the right beat. Are there ever little things that go awry that maybe the audience never notice, but the cast do?
Yes, and sometimes, you know, if you're doing a show eight shows a week, you know, when you're in a show, it's not just what you're doing on stage; it's all the quick changes backstage. Mm. It's the side of the stage you need to go to pick up that prop to make that entrance. You know, there's a whole ballet choreographed around backstage as well, and you start to get so good at that dance that you only really notice when things do go wrong, how all of a sudden your brain is like, this isn't right, you need to fix it. And we've got lots of things, from props falling off or not being there, like lots of times there's just spare things on the ground, and the ensemble are very good at picking things up off the stage that shouldn't be there, broken buttons that have flown off or pencils that have fallen off desks. And we have a very well-covered orchestra pit because there always seems to be losing things into the pit, and we don't want them landing inside people's instruments or on their heads.
Nice.
But I'd get kind of lifted up in a harness into the fly tower. And that's gone pretty well every night, except one night the wires got crossed and somehow I got clipped in on the opposite. So I started going up and then I flipped around and I was facing my back to the audience. So I had to do a whole number backwards in the air. I don't know if the audience thought it was a mistake or not, but I have never acted over my shoulder so much in my life. It was very weird.
Yeah. Eddie, I'd love to talk longer. Time is against us. Very excited about the show coming to Melbourne. We're actually going to be giving away double passes all next week to it, and we're really excited about that and very much appreciate your time this morning having a chat to us.
Oh, I think people are going to really love it. It's a great old-style musical comedy, so yeah. I can't wait to do it in Melbourne.
Terrific. Thanks very much. Eddie Perfect, 9 to 5, the musical. Really looking forward to it. It's the Wake Up Call. Robbo here this morning. Good morning.